local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's going to be a long Tuesday for a lot of us coming up for Super Tuesday. We'll talk more about Election Day coming up this hour on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way, sitting at 40 now at our studios. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, they've got an accident off of St. Louis and North Water Street without injuries. Also clearing up the one at South Water and Monroe Street. We've got a beautiful ride across the Bayway and the Causeway coming into the Eastern Shore with no delays. North and southbound lanes of 65 also running smooth. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can see the new track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
708 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Of course, you on the text line, 343-0106. You want to chime in, we're waiting to talk to you there. And, of course, turning up your voice after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. All right, it's weekend coming up. We got weekend weather scale with Dr. Bill on the way. Plus, Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking. We talked to him around 7:50. Also on the way in news. A couple things happened in the last few days in Montgomery. I know we were all in Mardi Gras mode down here, but they were still in session in Montgomery. Anaya's law passes in the House. Plus, in state news for the Alabama Democrat Party, a decision by a judge in Montgomery deals a blow, major blow, to Nancy Worley and Joe Reed's faction in the Democratic Party. We'll get in details on that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, on the way in sports, we got some fast 40s.
Yeah, NFL Combine ongoing in Indianapolis, and Henry Ruggs, former Alabama receiver, absolutely lighting the turf on fire yesterday. I'll let you know how fast he ran. And we also have high school basketball state championships. Williamson looking to bring home the 4A title today. Also, T.R. Miller trying to bring home the 3A girls title. We'll get into the high school scores and the Combine news coming up in sports.
And from record highs to correction levels, the last 6 days have been tough for the markets amid worries over the coronavirus. More on this from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
The end of the trading day couldn't come soon enough yesterday as stock prices took a nosedive in the last hour and showed no signs of slowing down. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1,190 points. It was the worst single-day point loss in the Dow's history, a drop of 4.4%. The S&P 500 also lost 4.4%, and the NASDAQ fell 4.6%. Those losses on Wall Street wiped out $1 trillion in value. It was the worst down day since 2011 and the worst week at the New York Stock Exchange since the financial crisis in 2008. We're in what they call a correction phase, when the stock market has fallen 10% from its most recent high. Corrections aren't unusual, but this correction took only 10 trading days to be realized, the fastest correction in the stock market's history. Goldman Sachs analysts issued guidance saying they believed companies would show no earnings growth because of the impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus, meaning earnings would stay flat compared to last year. Dozens of companies, including Microsoft, Apple, and Anheuser-Busch, said their supply chains had been interrupted, causing their stocks to fall. But 3M's stock was among the few that went up. 3M is a major producer of face masks and other protective garments. Here in the U.S., CNN business writer Matt Egan said our consumer-driven economy hasn't shown any signs of wavering.
But if there was a health scare here, which hopefully there won't be, but if there were, it's easy to see how this health crisis could turn into an economic one.
If suddenly people stopped going out shopping, stopped going to the movies and other entertainment events, stopped traveling and stopped doing other things for fear of coming into contact with the virus, it would be a major problem. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. U.S. Navy quarantine set in yesterday because of coronavirus. U.S. Navy's ordered the self-quarantine of all ships that have been to countries in the Pacific and to monitor the crews for any symptoms. But as of the order, there were no signs that anybody on the ships had become infected. Ships are to remain at sea for 14 days. I guess that's the incubation period for this. Quarantine comes after a planned exercise with South Korea was suspended because of the outbreak. Also, I saw that Tokyo Disneyland was closed because of coronavirus fears out there. Now Lithuania has its first confirmed case. France has two new infections. And Sub-Saharan Africa has its first case of a person with coronavirus. That's in Nigeria. So we'll watch this and, of course, the effects on the market here stateside. And mention Super Tuesday. Of course, we are ready for that. And hopefully you are ready for Election Day. If you're not, you're still getting the information in, getting ready for your vote. If you'll go to the front page of fmtalk1065.com, click the link that says, right there along the top banner, it says 2020 elections. You can do all kind of stuff. You can get interviews we've had with different candidates for Senate and AL1. Also, you can get the audio of the Republican debate that aired here at FM Talk 1065. Listen to that. Listen to the candidates answering the questions on the Republican side. Also, you can get audio here from the Democrats as well. It's all on our link right here, 2020 elections on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. And while you're there too, sample ballots. Mm-hmm. So what is that thing going to look like when you roll in there on Tuesday? We've got sample ballots for Baldwin and Mobile County for Democrats and Republicans waiting for you at front page of fmtalk1065.com. Click the 2020 election tab.
You got to study for the test.
That's right.
Know what you're looking at.
Good point. All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Plus we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM, and Alec Naiman has recipes. Oh, does he ever. Coming up. Y'all stay close.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More witnesses will take the stand today as prosecutors lay out their case against an alleged white supremacist accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in Florida. This comes after the victim took the stand yesterday. Joshua Edwards accused of kidnapping the woman from a gas station in Pensacola and raping her in a park. Saraland school officials are making special accommodations for families affected by ongoing flooding. They say students who go to the city's elementary, middle, and high schools can walk home after being dropped off as long as they have a written note signed by their parents. This comes as many living in Bayou Sara deal with rising floodwaters. The area is expected to stay at a major flood stage until Tuesday. The Wharf Amphitheater once again nominated for the Academy of Country Music's Outdoor Venue of the Year Award. The popular venue brings dozens of bands and performers to Orange Beach every year. The ACM Awards air at 7 p.m. on April 5th on WKRG. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, 716 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alabama High School Basketball State Championships will wrap up this weekend in Birmingham. Yesterday, they played the semifinal games in 7A and also the 1A state championship games. Unfortunately, our local teams fell just short of moving on to the finals. The Fairhope boys team lost to Mountain Brook 60-50. Spartans will face Lee Montgomery for the 7A title on Saturday night at 5:45. The McGill-Tulin girls team lost to Spain Park 48-35 in the 7A girls semifinals. Spain Park will face Hoover on Saturday for the title. St. Luke's girls team came close to winning the 1A title yesterday, but fell to Spring Garden in the championship game 53-45. Today we have two teams in our listening area playing for state titles. At 5:45 tonight, Williamson taking on Talladega for the 4A Boys Championship. And at 12:30 this afternoon, T.R. Miller will take on Pisgah for the 3A Girls Championship. Yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers worked out on the field for teams. Unsurprisingly, former Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs was the fastest on the field. Ruggs ran an official 4.27 second 40-yard dash.
That was easy. He made that look easy. 4.28, can of corn.
Wow.
They obviously updated that to 4.27 officially, and that was the second fastest time in the last 14 years. Receiver John Ross ran a record 4.22. Back in 2017, fellow former Tide receiver Jerry Jeudy ran a 4.46 yesterday. Offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers bench pressed on Thursday, with Fresno State's Natani Moody outpacing everyone. He benched 225 pounds 44 times. It's the fifth most reps since 2000. But it was actually a punter who stole the show. Arizona State's Michael Turk, the only kicker or punter to take part in the bench press this year, put up 25 reps. Better than all but one of the tight ends and all 33 wide receivers who bench pressed yesterday. Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown is expected to be a top draft pick in April. Yesterday he told media that playing in the SEC has prepared him for the big league.
You know, week in, week out, you know, we're going against the best talent in the country. So, I mean, those guys, you know, on the other side of the ball, you know, they're trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's just about who can impose a will on another person.
Today, Brown and the rest of the defensive linemen, along with the linebackers, will take the field for day three of on-field workouts. In the NBA last night, the Lakers won their seventh in a row by beating Golden State 116-86. Indiana beat Portland, Oklahoma City got the win over Sacramento, and Philadelphia beat the Knicks. And in college basketball this weekend, we have a doubleheader at the Mitchell Center. South Alabama facing their rival Troy University. The women's team takes the court at 4 o'clock, followed by the men's team. And in the SEC, number 15-ranked Auburn is playing at number 8 Kentucky tomorrow afternoon. Game tips off at 2:45. You can hear the call right here on FM Talk 106.5 beginning at 2:15. Also tomorrow night, Alabama hosts South Carolina at 7:30. Right now it's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
Right, 7:20, time to check your Bloomberg tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you own a business and invest in new equipment, the tax law offers a temporary bonus. You can write off those expenditures right away instead of doing it bit by bit over several years. This tax break applies to everything from computers to fleets of vehicles to manufacturing equipment. Keep in mind, you don't only have to buy new stuff. Old equipment is also eligible for the break and may be cheaper. Make those purchases soon because after 2022, the amount that can be immediately deducted begins to phase down. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, just a little over 10 minutes away with a full weekend weather report and a weekend weather scale. Some news yesterday from Montgomery as we're looking at a couple things here. As they wrapped up yesterday for this week in Montgomery, but in session, a couple things to note. Number one, Anaya's Law that we've talked about several times here on the show makes it out of the House. Now, of course, we've got to go from there and get it into the Senate. That is a bill that has local roots to it. We've talked about this before with Representative Chip Brown. He is behind that bill in the House. Of course, it moves on to the Senate. Also, in the Governor Ivey yesterday signing on for support for major bipartisan package of bills that have been introduced in the Alabama legislature upon recommendation from the Governor's Study Group on Criminal Justice Policy. This story from Yellowhammer News. Governor Ivey established a study group back in July of 2019, which came after the Defense Department of Justice concluded there was reasonable cause to believe that the conditions in Alabama's prisons for men violate the Eighth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution regarding cruel and unusual punishment. Now, Governor Ivey inherited decades-old systematic problems and the state prison system upon becoming governor and has been working to improve the Alabama Department of Corrections since taking office. The issue was a major focus of her 2020 State of the State address. Upon conclusion of the study group last month, members presented the governor with their recommendations for comprehensive reform. Now, this is what we have been talking about for years. It was former Governor Bentley that first impaneled the group to study this. And we've had Senator Cam Ward on, one of the more vocal members of that study group, to talk about where they have gone with this. Here's the package of bills that the governor is recommending. SB 226, which is Clyde Chambliss's bill, would establish a deputy commissioner of rehabilitation within the Department of Corrections, as well as within the Bureau of Pardons and Paroles. This bill will refocus these agencies towards reducing recidivism among the state's those in state custody while promoting public safety. SB 244, brought by Senator Cam Ward, will ensure that all inmates coming to the end of their sentence undergo mandatory pre-release supervision. A 2015 law that accomplished this result for offenders sentenced after its enactment. The bill will make the statute retroactive while reducing burdens on DOC. The bill will also improve public safety by helping inmates successfully re-enter society. Also, you have HB 323 by Representative Chris England. We talked about him. He's now, I guess, officially the head of the Alabama Democrat Party. He's president after that decision by that Montgomery judge yesterday. His bill will require the Department of Corrections to report more information to the Legislative Prison Oversight Committee. This bill will provide lawmakers with the information to make knowledgeable decisions during the appropriation process. It will also update the oath of office that is taken by correctional officers to reflect the department's renewed focus on the rehabilitation of inmates. Also, HB 329 by Representative Jim Hill out of Moody, Alabama, will make retroactive the state's existing presumptive sentencing guidelines. HB 342 by Representative Connie Rowe out of Jasper will provide former inmates with the ability to receive a non-driver's license photo ID, which is one of the greatest barriers to joining the workforce. Then there's SJR 25 by Senator Bobby Singleton out of Greensboro that would establish a study group to address uniformity and increasing access to pretrial and diversionary programs while also looking at best practices. So all those bills are part of this whole discussion of prison reform here in the state of Alabama, and Governor Ivey signing off on those yesterday. All right, 7:26, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still an older accident at St. Louis and North Water, and also clearing South Water Street and Monroe. Both of those could be without injury, but the Bayway, the Causeway looks good so far. Downtown Mobile, no delays. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley and McKenzie Street across the street from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook and online. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:27 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for a weekend weather scale here shortly. Also, our buddy Larry Kirby from LCM going to join us. And tomorrow, leap day.
Yeah.
It's a leap year. Leap day tomorrow. And leap days are, well, one of the more things that I have misunderstood over the years. I thought I got them, and then I saw this list of five things you need to know about leap days and leap years. All right, you ready? We need leap days because it takes the Earth slightly longer than 365 days to circle the sun. It actually takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds. I got that. I understood that. But then this part. It's not as simple as adding a day every 4 years. For a particular year to be a leap year, Dalton, three criteria must be met. Number one, the year must be evenly divisible by four. Mm-hmm. Number two, if the year can also be evenly divided by 100, it's not a leap year. Okay? And three, the year, if the year is evenly divisible by 400, then it is a leap year. So if you can divide it by four, it's a leap year. Unless you can divide it by 100, then it's not a leap year.
Can't you?
But if it's evenly divisible by 400, it is a leap year. That's why 2000 was a leap year, since it was divisible by 400, but 2100 won't be.
Okay. So we will have a year that's the fourth year that won't be a leap year, sooner or later.
Exactly. Because it has to be, it cannot be divisible by 100. So 2100 can't be a leap year.
I see. All this time I thought it was just an extra day that politicians added so they could campaign one more day.
Pretty smart. All right, 7:29 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up. News from Channel 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Starting today, crews will close part of Highway 31 in Spanish Fort as they work to install a drainage pipe. The section between Rita Avenue and Wakefield Drive will be shut down at 9 tonight. It's expected to reopen at 5 Sunday afternoon. A Florida man will spend the rest of his life in prison for shooting at officers during a traffic stop and chase in 2018. Christopher Chansey refused to pull over during that traffic stop, leading deputies on a chase, sometimes going 100 miles an hour. then started shooting at deputies out of his car window. In December, he was found guilty. Chancey was sentenced to life in prison this week. A memorial service will be held next week for the Pensacola police officer who died after battling brain cancer. Friends and family will come together to honor Officer Stephen Grogan on Thursday, March 5th at 12:30. That service will be held at the Olive Baptist Church in Pensacola. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Prior to today's opening bell on Wall Street, concerns grow that another down day is in store for the market. Christine Romans.
About 7 months of stock market gains just wiped away in just a few days. And that feeling, that selling still continuing around the world. Asian shares close lower again, sharply lower. These are corrections in major Asian stock markets.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei tumbled 3.7%. In Seoul, the Kospi fell 3.3%. Dow futures are down 0.5%. The Geneva Auto Show canceled after the Swiss government announced an immediate ban on all events involving more than 1,000 people to halt the spread of COVID-19. Thousands of African students have been stranded in China's locked-down city of Wuhan. There are concerns the students are running out of food and money weeks after other countries evacuated Wuhan. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. There's been a brutal deterioration over the last 2 days in global markets. Markets are moving visibly into high-risk aversion territory from euphoria 1 month ago. Realized and implied volatility metrics have skyrocketed since Monday, and it's triggering a significant de-risking trade involving the sell-off of equities, the buying of bonds, and cash. History shows it may take a few weeks until markets calm down. On Wall Street this morning, futures are broadly lower after the Dow suffered their largest one-day drop ever. The Dow Industrial skidded 1,190 or 4.4% yesterday. Dell might lose some consumer customers interested in purchasing PCs as its supply chain in China grapples with the coronavirus. Unlike enterprise customers, consumers could switch to PCs from rivals if there are lead time problems tied to production of its computers. IDC lowered its forecast for global PC shipments this year, guiding a 9% decline instead of 6.8%. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I don't know what to do. It's been like a couple days without rain.
Yeah, and it looks like we'll be dry all the way through the weekend, and even Monday it's not that bad. But it looks like the middle of next week, though, some heavy rain is going to return to some of those flooded areas through central Alabama. But today, I'll look for sunny skies, warmer than yesterday, up to around 65 this afternoon, only 54 for the high yesterday. And it won't be as cold tonight, even though it'll be clear. We look for a low of about 40 degrees tomorrow morning. And then for the weekend, sunny Saturday, upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. When I say upper 60s, well, the normal high is 67, so looking really good. Monday, clouds move in, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. We're going to warm into the low 70s. But then Tuesday, better chance for showers, high in the mid-70s. And then Tuesday night and Wednesday, we expect widespread shower activity across our area. And on Wednesday, we'll be in the lower 70s. And then dry air moves in on Thursday, but we only cool to the upper 60s with plenty of sunshine. So it looks like we're really going to warm up, and temperatures getting above normal early next week, and then back to normal as we get into the middle and latter part of next week.
All right, but with that comes the rain.
Yes, with that comes the rain, and I think our best chance for rain is really going to be Tuesday night and Wednesday.
You know, as people have been watching the flooding issues we're dealing with right now, they need to pay attention not only rain around here, but more importantly, the rain, like you said, in central Alabama and north Alabama, right? And they're going to get a bunch more.
And it looks that way that, again, we'll see a lot of that rainfall activity move straight west to east and right across the middle portion of Alabama.
All right, Dr. Bill, that's not the greatest of news, but it's the truth, and we got to be ready for it. All right, with all that being said, in the big weekend ahead, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, it's looking really good. A bit chilly tomorrow morning, and then we'll see some clouds start to move in the afternoon on Sunday. So putting that all together, this weekend will be a 1-point.
Mm-hmm.
8840.
Back-to-back 1.8 weekends.
Yeah, this is really good. If it wasn't for some clouds moving in the afternoon on Sunday, we'd be in the 1.9s.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the ride in. Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next 3 decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got an accident at Moffitt in Wolf Ridge. Also, another one still clearing at St. Louis and Water Street in Robertsdale. Fire department's on the scene. Highway 90 right by Storage Plus have got a structure fire going on, slowing up traffic. No problems across the Bayway or the Causeway. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair next Saturday, March 7th from 9 to 2 for 40 different jobs. Applications have to be completed online before attending the job fair. Go to RenaissanceMobileJobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am. But I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and you. 343-0106, a text line, and call in for us. I'd like to chat with you. And people are texting in things or emailing about coronavirus and impacts to our area. Listen, there's not been any reported cases yet. But yeah, the question is, with cruise ships and other things coming in, would that be an issue? I know that I heard an interview with Jimmy Lyons from the port. Said the ships coming in for trade into the port shouldn't be an issue because of the quarantine period. If they leave wherever they're at sea long enough, that, you know, they should be, I think it's 14 days of quarantine, and they should be at sea for 14 days, and they would exhibit, and if somebody on the ship was sick, they wouldn't let them into port.
And also regarding cruise ships, I know someone
cruise ships
was,
are faster turnaround.
Yeah, and someone was asking yesterday, or they thought they heard that there was a report of coronavirus in Cozumel,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the Carnival Fantasy visits and comes back. It looks like they're on about a five-day schedule. And I looked up the story yesterday. Looks like we had the Fantasy come back into port yesterday, and also yesterday
was it the Fantasy? I know the Fascination, which is a ship we're supposed to get in 2022, right? They had a case.
Well, yeah, they had a case, but separately with our ships going out with the Fantasy going to Cozumel and back, there was another separate cruise line that showed up in Cozumel yesterday. So our ship had already been on the water coming into town, and this other cruise ship, I can't remember the company, I think it's an international company, they were worried that somebody might have coronavirus on there. Cozumel took them in, and it turned out that person did not have the coronavirus. So
good news.
Unrelated to the Carnival Fantasy coming into Mobile, because I know a lot of people were asking about that yesterday.
Now, we're talking about maritime interests as well. Saw this update this morning. The U.S. Navy has ordered the self-quarantine of all ships that have been to countries in the Pacific and to monitor for any symptoms. But as of the order, there were no signs that anyone on the ships had become infected. The ships are to remain at sea for 14 days. Quarantine comes after a planned exercise with South Korea was suspended because of the outbreak. Also saw what they closed down Disneyland in Tokyo because of this. The Swiss government banning any events that have more than 1,000 people expected to attend. And one of the biggest car shows out there, Geneva Motor Show, has been canceled because of coronavirus. So we're watching the stories here, and the news is it's good back here in our neck of the woods. There are no reported cases in our area. Don't believe what Facebook tells you out there. There are no reported cases in our area.
And they're also still looking maybe shutting the Tokyo Olympics down later this year.
I wonder about that. Don't we have to see what happens? I mean, I know they have to have some planning. But
But also, Japan's schools have closed for a month. They're going to be closed for an entire month as they get through this coronavirus.
Finally, a chance to get our American students ahead of the Japanese students. Thank you, coronavirus. 743, we'll check sports and news coming up next.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More witnesses will take the stand today as prosecutors lay out their case against an alleged white supremacist accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in Florida. This comes after the victim took the stand yesterday. Joshua Edwards accused of kidnapping the woman from a gas station in Pensacola and raping her in a park. Saraland school officials are making special accommodations for families affected by ongoing flooding. They say students who go to the city's elementary, middle, and high schools can walk home after being dropped off as long as they have a written note signed by their parents. This comes as many living in Bayou Sara deal with rising floodwaters. The area is expected to stay at a major flood stage until Tuesday. The Wharf Amphitheater once again nominated for the Academy of Country Music's Outdoor Venue of the Year Award. The popular venue brings dozens of bands and performers to Orange Beach every year. The ACM Awards air at 7 p.m. on April 5th on WKRG. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
The Mobile Boat Show opens March 6th at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget. And it's fun for the whole family. March 6th through 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Alabama High School Basketball State Championships will wrap up this weekend in Birmingham. Yesterday, they had the semifinal games in 7A, and also the 1A State Championship games. Unfortunately, our local teams fell just short of moving on to the finals. The Fairhope boys team lost to Mountain Brook 60-50. The Spartans will face Lee Montgomery for the 7A title on Saturday night at 5:45. Mountain Brook is looking to win their fourth state championship in a row. The McGill-Tulane girls team lost to Spain Park 48-35 in the 7A semifinals. Spain Park will now take on Hoover on Saturday for the title. St. Luke's girls team came close to winning the 1A title. They ended up falling to Spring Garden in yesterday's championship game 53-45. And Pickens County won the 1A boys title with a 57-55 win over Lynette. Today we have a couple local teams competing for championships. At 12:30 this afternoon, the T.R. Miller girls will compete against Pisgah for the 3A girls championship. And then 5:45 tonight, Williamson faces Talladega for the Class 4A boys championship. Yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, the quarterbacks, the tight ends, and the receivers worked out on the field for teams. Unsurprisingly, former Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs was the fastest on the field. He ran an official 4.27 second 40-yard dash.
That was easy. He made that look easy. 4.28, can of corn.
Wow.
That ended up being the second fastest time in the last 14 years. Receiver John Ross ran a record 4.22 40-yard dash back in 2017. Ruggs' former teammate, Jerry Jeudy, ended up running a 4.46 40-yard dash. Offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers bench-pressed yesterday, with Fresno State's Natani Moody outpacing everyone. He benched 225 pounds 44 times. That's the fifth most since 2000. But it was actually a punter who stole the show. Arizona State's Michael Turk, the only kicker or punter to bench-press this year, put up 25 reps. That ended up being better than all but one of the tight ends and all 33 wide receivers who bench-pressed yesterday. Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown is expected to be a top draft pick in April. Yesterday, he told media that playing in the SEC has prepared him for the big leagues.
You know, week in, week out, you know, we're going against the best talent in the country. So, I mean, those guys, you know, on the other side of the ball, you know, they're trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's just about who can impose a will on another person.
Today, Brown and the rest of the defensive linemen, along with the linebackers, will take the field for day three of the on-field workouts. In the NBA last night, the Lakers won their seventh in a row by beating Golden State 116-86. Indiana beat Portland, Oklahoma City got the win over Sacramento, and Philadelphia beat the New York Knicks. In college basketball this weekend, we have a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon at the Mitchell Center. The South Alabama women and men's team will face Troy. Women's team takes the court at 4 o'clock, followed by the men's game. And in the SEC, a huge one tomorrow afternoon at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Number 8 Kentucky hosts number 15-ranked Auburn. Hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 2:15. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel,
just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
For the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers still working accidents at Moffitt and Wolf Ridge, also St. Louis and Water Street. It's been a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and north and southbound lanes of 65 coming down from Saraland. No delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 752 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about inventory and some very specific inventory this morning, Larry.
Absolutely. We have a local company that's contacted us. They want us to help them sell. We have seven Toyota Sienna handicap vans with different configurations. Some of them have the lift ramp, some of them have the rollout ramp, some of them have the chairlift. So they're between 2012 and 2015 models. And like I said, they're all Toyota Sienna vans. And they're giving them to us so we can arrange financing for them.
That's good, because that was my next question. Can we get financing on these vehicles?
Absolutely. That's why they're here. And like I said, we're getting them ready to show now. So it's we got seven of them on the ground.
All right. So give us directions to come check out those vehicles and all the other inventory at LCM.
Come see us Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook. Call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And I know that applies to folks out there that would need that vehicle. They've got seven of them on the lot right now at LCM. All right, 753 FM Talk 106.5. And it is that time of the week when we find out what's cooking. And we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Man, doing great. Doing great. It's a beautiful Friday. It's not raining.
Man, that's amazing, isn't it? Actually, the sun's shining. It does look beautiful, I got to tell you. I mean, I'm looking for a great weekend, you know. So
yeah.
It's Lent time, you know, so we got to do a little seafood, right?
It's Friday. It's Lent. So what seafood are we doing here?
Man, I thought we'd do some wonderful tasting crab cakes. And a little twist, too. We're going to make a little corn and tomato relish and a little citrus aioli, you know? So,
What is aioli? Aioli. What is aioli?
Well, it's like a sauce. I mean, you blend it up. You take some egg yolk. And, of course, I put some lemon zest and some lime zest. And then I squeeze the lemon and lime in it and add a little garlic and a little salt into my food processor, and then I blend that up a little bit, then I drizzle in a little oil till it emulsifies, and I make this citrus aioli, see, and that just goes over the top of your crab cake.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. I like the citrus aioli thing, you know.
I just like to be able to say aioli and know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so let's talk about how you do the crab cake portion of this and the tomato corn relish.
Well, the crab cakes, I get me some nice, you know, white lump crab meat, you know, and because it doesn't have the shell, you know, when you get some of the special, all that, you get some shell, but the lump usually don't have any shell in it, so you're pretty much safe. But I always like to pick through and make sure I get the shell out. Then I dice me up some red bell peppers and some celery and some red onions, really, really fine. I mean, I chop them really, really fine. And then I chop me up some parsley, get a little lemon juice, mix all that together, add me some breadcrumbs to it to absorb all that, make it bind together, salt and pepper it a little bit. And then I form them like a little cake, you know, like a little ball, maybe about a 2 or 3 ounce size. And then I put a little canola oil in my little skillet, and I begin to, you know, pan sear these crab cakes about 4 minutes a side. I flip it over after a couple of minutes, you know, and brown both sides. And that makes a nice, nice crab cake, okay? And then you got the citrus aioli we just talked about. And then I get me out some whole kernel corn, and I put it in a bowl, and I get me some cherry tomatoes, and I cut them in half or cut them up pretty small, dice them up a little bit. I get a little rice wine vinegar, drizzle over it, cut me up some fresh cilantro and toss it in there, and I salt and pepper it. So I serve the crab cake. I put a little bit of the corn and tomato relish over the top, and then I gobble some of that citrus aioli right on top of it. And that's what I call crab cakes with corn and tomato relish and a little citrus aioli. Okay, as simple as that. That sounds simple, huh?
Now that I know what aioli is, heck yeah. I'm going to be strutting around with that. Hey, even better than this recipe would be having you cook this recipe or the hundreds of others you do with Naaman's Catering. Talk about getting some parties planned, or maybe we just want to stop by and pick up some of that y'all make and we bake recipes. What's the plan here?
Well, you know, the springtime is just a wonderful time. You get a lot of corporate activity. Certainly, you got a lot of charity events going on. You know, like the chili cook-off next week and the festival flowers later this month and the chocolate festivals. And, get out and support the community in the month of March. I mean, it's a great time. And we'll be out there tonight. We got JAG baseball playing Gonzaga. We play at 6:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. So come out and take in the beautiful weather and everything. But you call us at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. We have a complete corporate breakfast lunch program. We can, you know, treat your staff to a nice employee appreciation March, or certainly your business meetings or your board meetings or just your sales meetings or whatever. We enjoy bringing you out hot or cold lunch. It doesn't matter. And if you're going to get married, well, you know, we're the guys you call. You know, we like weddings. We love weddings. After rehearsals, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I just tell you, call me 473-3900. Somebody will answer the phone, I promise you.
Sounds good. Alec, as always, we appreciate the heads up, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Come out and join us tonight at that JAG at Stanky Field, okay? I'll be looking for you.
Thank you. It's Alec Naaman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we continue our Get to Know the Candidates series, heading towards Super Tuesday. And candidate for Public Service Commission President, Robin Lydecker, is joining us in just about 7 minutes right here on FM Talk 106.5.